Chapter 5. Soundtracks. It's not just what we see, but also what we hear, which makes going to the cinema so exciting. Film soundtracks are an extremely important part of that experience. They come in all sorts of different styles. Some use classical music, while others contain pop songs. Whatever the style of music, soundtracks are very big business. The Wizard of Oz contains many beautiful songs sung by the film's star Judy Garland, including Over the Rainbow. Some studio bosses wanted to cut the song because it was very long, but the director insisted that it stay in the film. Many famous musicians have recorded versions of this song, including Kylie Minogue. The recording industry named it the number one film song of the 20th century. It's interesting to think that audiences almost didn't get a chance to hear it. Director Steven Spielberg wanted to find quiet but frightening theme music for his film Jaws, about a shark which terrorizes people at a holiday resort. At first, Spielberg wanted piano chords played quietly, again and again, to suggest the idea of a shark. He changed his mind when he heard a group of violin strings played together in a low key, which created a sound like a shark eating. This sound is what we remember most about the film. In contrast, Spielberg used violin strings played in a very high key for the famous scene in E.T., when the children fly into the sky on their bicycles. Composer John Williams wrote the soundtracks for both E.T. and Jaws. In March 1977, Williams conducted the London Symphony Orchestra when they recorded the music for Star Wars. The American Film Institute voted the Star Wars soundtrack number one in its list of soundtracks. Soundtracks are very important for film studios and the stars who wrote the songs. Colombian singer Shakira recorded the song Try Everything for the Disney film Zootopia. This film earned $73.7 million in the first weekend it opened in US cinemas, an amazing achievement. The film even beat Frozen 2013, which made $67.4 million when it first opened. The soundtracks for both these films definitely helped to improve the sales. One of the most well-known of all Disney songs isn't even sung in English. That is the opening chant from The Circle of Life in The Lion King, 1994. The words, sung in Zulu, mean, "Here comes a lion," and they make the film seem more like an African film than a Hollywood one. The Circle of Life was the first time Disney used African singers who sang in their own language, bringing the spirit of Africa to life in a different and spectacular way. The Lion King isn't the first Disney film set in a foreign country. Aladdin, 1992, was set in the Middle East, but the singers were European and sang the soundtrack in English. J.R.R. Tolkien's famous trilogy, The Lord of the Rings, were extremely popular books. So when director Peter Jackson decided to make them into an epic film series, he knew it would need a strong soundtrack to match. Jackson asked composer Howard Shore to write the music. Shore wrote one of the longest musical compositions for a film series, over 13 hours long. A large symphony orchestra and various bands, choirs, soloists, and singers recorded the music. There were often 230 to 400 musicians playing together at different times. The music for the films won 3 Oscars, among many other awards. It was even voted the best soundtrack in cinema history. It's not only soundtracks that make money for Hollywood studios. There's also the merchandise which promotes the film and which adds to the profit substantially. Frozen is the most profitable animated film of all time and continues to make huge amounts of money thanks to the success of the merchandise that goes with it. Frozen won 2 Oscars for Best Song and Best Animated Feature, but it became even more famous because of its merchandise. Before Christmas 2015, shops all around the world sold out of all Frozen products as parents try to get the newest Elsa or Anna items for their children. Some parents spent up to $800 on Frozen-themed birthday parties and special edition toys. When they couldn't find the items in the shops, desperate parents turned to eBay and paid even more money for the merchandise. Anything to keep the kids happy.